So we're here today with Joel Turner to discuss the new electronic devices that have been implemented as of January 1. So hi, Joel, how are you today?
Great, Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Can you tell us a little bit about your role within the Department of Public Works?
Sure. My title is Manager of Motor Carrier Division. So I work with the team of inspectors that inspects all the buses that are on the road in the province. That's school buses, transit buses, highway coaches, etc. And also I work with CCMTA, the Canadian Council of Motor Transport Administrators, on a committee known as Compliance and Regulatory Affairs. And one of our main projects over the last few years has been the electronic logging devices regulation and implementation.
Can you tell us about these electronic devices?
Sure can. Yes. So there's been rules in effect since 2008 or 2009 that govern the hours of work and rest for drivers of commercial vehicles, Sarah. And in 2021, the federal government introduced and passed legislation to bring in electronic recording devices, electronic logging devices as part of this mandate. So it's a couple of things that are important to note around this initiative are that the actual rules haven't changed for many years, like 15 years now. What has changed is this is a new method of recording that's been introduced. Formerly was done on paper manually, and now is being done electronically. And also good to note that since 2019, the rule has been in effect for any Canadian carriers that passed into the United States as well.
Are there any other measures that have been implemented or you're planning on implementing within the next year?
Not within the next year, Sarah. What we're doing in the province of Nova Scotia is we introduced legislation so that this rule applies to drivers that travel to other parts of Canada for the time being into any other province. We're going to allow an extra year for carriers that only travel within our province to have to comply with this rule. So it won't affect carriers that strictly operate inside Nova Scotia until 2024.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
I guess I would just let them know, too, that I want to reiterate that there hasn't been any changes in the actual rules around the hours of operation, and that this is actually seen as a benefit for drivers and carriers or the companies that operate vehicles, because it will reduce the administration burden on them and streamline their operations and save administrative time, I guess.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.